This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Technically speaking, this is not the DJV program, but this hour does include all the members of the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan is here, Jay Kirshner is here, and our job in this hour is to review the stories that this week Talkers Magazine says are the big stories on News Talk Radio, our comments that are duplicated somewhat from some of the things we've talked about on the program this week, some new angles and maybe some new stories. I'll go through the top 10, ladies, and the people list as well, and then maybe we'll do the usual pulling apart some of the things that maybe in terms of nuance, folks haven't heard a particular angle on a story. So we'll get to that as we go through the story list. At number 10, those UFO hearings. That was a bright spot on the week, frankly. Yeah. Number 9, sports playoffs, the equal pay for women's soccer, all issues being discussed. Elon Musk and Twitter at number 8. Roe v. Wade, number 7. Crime, etc. I don't know. The whole thing is about crime. I wish we could just eliminate that because it's in here. That's coupled with the Buffalo shooting this week. The COVID situation, number 4, Russia and Ukraine, number 3, the economy and the way that the baby formula situation has developed and how that reflects on a lot of things, including the economy. And then the primary, the elections this week, who got in and who got out, et cetera, et cetera. That's number 1. On the people list, Karine Jean-Pierre. I must pull a blank on that one, ladies.
Karine Jean-Pierre. She's the new White House press secretary. She started this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I did know that. Why didn't I remember her name? Okay. Elon Musk is 9. Samuel Alito is 8. Tucker Carlson is 7. Putin is 6. Jerome Powell is 5. Madison Cawthorn is 4. Dr. Oz is 3. Trump is 2. And Biden is 1. So in terms of the politics, let's kind of get that out of the way. It is number 1 this week. A lot of people are focusing on Trump and who he was supporting and who won and how celebrities like Dr. Oz did. The completely out-of-your-mind Madison Cawthorn. Do you see some of the Twitter remarks, some of the social media remarks
he made? It's so weird.
It's
days after he lost. And so people who don't know, he lost this for himself, by the way. He's the youngest member of Congress. And unfortunately, instead of going in there and doing work, he started making a lot of outlandish claims that he even ended up walking back. Like, he got invited to orgies in Congress and all that. I mean, just weird stuff. And so he walked those back. He lost. It was a pretty tight race, even though he lost. But then he's, like, gone off and he's been talking about dark MAGA and how he's going to come and take down all of these establishment types who came after him and that. I don't know. It's very strange.
The guy belongs in asylum, and he doesn't belong in Congress. That's what
I think the sad thing is that a lot of times people get into Congress, and they get a microphone and a camera, and then they start believing their own press. And they think that instead of doing things, which is what they were elected to do, that they're just like some kind of spokesperson now. And it's like people want, you know, and on both sides, I believe I speak for Democrats as well as Republicans when I say people are tired of those blowhards who say a lot of things and don't do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, Washington, D.C. is filled with
full of them.
Yeah. And they're more and more every day, the more attention and sometimes it has the other effect. The other side thinks it's great to take down Marjorie Taylor Greene or a Madison Cawthorn. Okay. Well, you're giving them, it's the same thing that Republicans did to people like AOC and the squad. You're giving them more power than they have. Everybody in Congress has the same amount of power. It's just we give
one
people
vote
more because of certain things they say. Right.
Yep. All right. To be ignored, perhaps. But hard in this circumstance with social media playing such an important role, or maybe influential, I don't know about important. What would you say was the right word, Jay? Is social media important or influential?
Influential, I think, is probably a better word for it.
Yeah.
Which I guess in turn makes it important, but yeah, influential.
Yeah, right. Okay. So Elon Musk and Twitter, Victoria is following that pretty closely. This is an up and down. This guy is riding a seesaw, and Twitter says, okay, you offered us, what was it, $40 billion? Pay up.
$44 billion. Yeah, the problem, though, is that, I mean, look, I have been very skeptical of this entire deal from the beginning. I did not believe that this was a sincere offer. Musk does this kind of stuff. He makes very bold statements on Twitter. This time, though, I think, you know, the old saying, he wrote a check that his butt can't cash.
I've never heard
instance,
that expression before. Who uses that expression?
Have
you ever heard that before?
Yes. I have. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, the point, though, is that Twitter doubled down this week and said he is not getting out of this deal. He has a $1 billion breakup fee plus so many legal fees for breach of contract that pretty much every financial expert at this point says they just don't see a way for him to get out of this. And the real reason that he would want to get out of it is because he agreed to pay $54.20 a share, and the stock market has just tanked this week. And so on Monday, the latest update from this was on Monday, the stock dropped to $37. So he's already walking into the deal, you know, totally at a loss.
I don't know if this is a moneymaker, though. I see this a little bit differently because Twitter has grossly undercounted the amount of fake accounts and bots that are on their platform. And so they represented to Elon Musk that 3% of their accounts were fake. And you know, robot accounts, essentially.
I think 5% was the number I saw, but yeah.
Whatever it is, they grossly, yeah. And obviously it is. This week it came out that of Joe Biden, first of all, of the POTUS account, so forget whoever slides into POTUS, President of the United States, that over half of those followers are fake. And there are like 14 million of those already. Joe Biden's followers, they went through that. I think just under half of his followers are fake. So if that's true in these big accounts where you have millions and millions and millions of people, well, then that would tell you that the platform is grossly misrepresenting.
How do they get to be
there.
Fake? Somebody explain that to me.
They're robot accounts, basically. Somebody can generate multiple accounts. Well, it's not even
same
fun.
Person
I mean,
gets two or three
you
accounts.
Create fake accounts. And there are a lot of people, like you probably have seen these yourself, Doug, where you get a note maybe on Facebook or Instagram that says, hey, we can get you 20,000 followers for $69.99. Those are not real people.
Yeah, people buy bot followers, yeah.
Yeah.
The problem with Elon Musk, though, in his case, and a lot of tech, you know, I doing the tech report for DJV, I read a lot of tech news and a lot of, like, sort of, apolitical, like, you know, bipartisan stuff when it comes to the political stories from the tech world, they've been saying that it is very possible that Elon Musk, you know, it also is based on who you follow. Elon Musk follows a very tech-heavy group of accounts. Within those tech accounts, they have the highest numbers of bots. So it is very plausible, not that anyone's defending either way, Twitter or Musk, but someone taking a, you know, sort of a shot down the middle said, you know, it's very plausible that Elon Musk, in his personal experience with Twitter, is encountering more bots than the average person, and it is based on the fact that he follows more accounts that tend to have more bots. So Twitter does have some cleaning up to do. But beyond that, he's still trying to make this argument that they can't prove that it's only 5%. And he at one point said it was 91% of all of Twitter is fake, which is not true. So he's trying his best to make a case for himself in the public court of opinion to get out of this deal.
One wonders why he wanted to buy it in the first place.
Look, because everyone's been talking about him for a month.
Well, and also, but I think it's more than just I believe that he actually... I believe that Elon Musk actually cares about freedom of speech, and unfortunately, we've lost that in the country. I can tell you from my own Twitter usage, I've gained more followers since Elon Musk said he was going to buy Twitter. I've gained more followers. There's more conversation. You can't tell me that Twitter wasn't tamping down on people's ability to gain followers, especially people who have conservative voices. I mean, I just in my little tiny world on Twitter have seen so much more interaction
And I don't even use the platform all that much. So I've heard from all of my friends who do that are, you know, higher profile people on Twitter and the conservative side of things that are seeing so much more, gaining like hundreds of thousands of followers once Twitter started releasing some of the algorithms that they were trying to hide because Elon Musk was coming into Twitter. So I don't know. I appreciate him even talking about it because it seems to be a better experience, I would guess, for half of the country that considers themselves to be more conservative in their use of Twitter.
Well, it's a it's a good distraction as much as anything else. I don't think it's real in reality. I think what's real are problems like crime, which is number six, and maybe highlighted individually by the Buffalo shooting, the shooting in Los Angeles this week. And where all of this is going.
I got some more information on that shooting, by the way, in
which one? The LA one?
The Orange County shooting. Yeah, that was kind of interesting because, you know, a lot of attention went to Buffalo because 10 people died. But this was, for California, this was a really big story to have someone just, you know, walk into a church and start shooting. Because of the brave parishioners, the damage was kept to one person. He murdered one person, but that's because that person basically tackled him, and then the parishioners, the pastor was able to hit him over the head with a chair, and then the parishioners hogtied him with an extension cord. But what this guy did, and he was a security guard from Las Vegas, and he drove to Orange County to this church, and so the question was, why this church? It's not a known church. It's not a mega church. There are other Taiwanese churches around because this guy was, you know, had a problem with Taiwanese people. So, but why this one when he was living in Las Vegas? It wasn't his neighborhood church. And so what I've heard is that this guy was a member of the United Front, which has ties directly to the Chinese government and their security forces in China. And apparently what was happening at the church that day is that a pastor who was from the area had gone to Taiwan, very pro-Taiwanese independence, and this was his first time coming back to this parish, this church. And so a lot of people are now thinking that he was the target. Because here's what the shooter did. The shooter didn't just walk in and start shooting. He got there early. They tried to register him. He said, I've been to this church before, so he didn't register. He went to church with these guys. Then he went to the luncheon afterwards celebrating the return of this pastor. After he ate with them, that's when he went over and chained up the doors and jammed super glue
into
the lock.
It's like a Dylan Roof story.
Totally. And so, and then he just opened, then he started shooting into the air, and then that's when with brave doctor, Dr. Cheng, tackled him. And now they're saying it could have roots with the Chinese government because this guy was a pro-Taiwanese person that he was maybe allegedly targeting.
18 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Bum, 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 bum. I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Dad? Cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jack Stockwell, what is different in the causes of death 120 years ago compared to today? You know what the major cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was in 1900? Accidental death. And people will say, well, we just didn't live that long back then. That's an absolute lie. We lived longer back then than we do today.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 23 after the hour, and in this portion of the program, Jake Kirshner is going to take us into the world of social media for comments to questions that we've posted on our various DJV social media sites, Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. So, the question, Jay, who would you like to see become, this goes along with number one, the number one story this week is about politics, elections, and that sort of thing. So we asked, who would you like to have be the next president of the U.S. Okay, so what are people saying?
Yeah, it was kind of some fascinating answers. Al McEwen said anyone not in the current administration, including the House and Senate, would be a step up. Jay Martin wants somebody from a third party just to teach career politicians a lesson and let them know they work for the citizens. They do not rule over us. Stacia Ray says party doesn't matter. It's whomever is going to protect women's rights and keep the middle class from becoming homeless. David Maher says Ron DeSantis, and Chris Marengo says Mark Cuban, because we were talking about Mark Cuban might be a good option. He was touching on that. Mark Cuban would face the same opposition Trump did from both sides of the political spectrum. The two parties don't want any. I can see that,
Trump
too.
Won, so it wasn't that much opposition.
Yeah, well, and then he goes on to continue, the two parties don't want anyone that's not in their clique to be executive.
Well, there's something, that's a lot,
there's
a lot of truth
to that.
Yeah.
But I think Mark Cuban
the opposition would be a good option.
Yeah, I think Mark Cuban's personality and Trump's personality are really what's that part.
I think it's an interesting one, and I don't know... I just feel like I've just seen a lot of people run in California that have nothing to do with Trump, that when they're outsiders, like, they get taken down by the establishment and by the fringes of whatever group they're running against. You know, they don't like to see outsiders come in because I guess it disrupts the gravy train. Because a lot of these guys are just making a ton of money.
Yep, that's all it is. Okay, next question, Jay. How do we get Brittany Griner back from the Russians?
Yeah, is trading for a deadly criminal the only answer, as Russia has been asking for? Kathy Ray Ross says, I would prefer they work to release someone detained longer instead of someone just because they're famous. Paul Brady says, they want to trade. We get Britney. They get the women from The View. Randy Ladd shines in Britney Spears for Britney.
That's pretty funny.
For Britney Griner.
Why would we give Britney Spears? What? Oh, my gosh.
She is a national treasure. Dave Sweeney says,
one Britney for another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dave Sweeney says, I say leave her. There are more important items we should be concerned with. She went and knowingly broke the law.
But we don't know that.
You do the time.
Yeah, that's the thing. He doesn't know.
Yeah, that's the thing.
About.
There's still so much unknown with
right.
it. Mm-hmm.
All right, Buffalo and the shooting there. Lots of people with lots to say. So where do we start?
Yeah, these were some long-winded comments on the Buffalo shooting. Becky Blizzard says, there's obviously racism here. With this guy, it's a no-brainer. But what about the other mass shootings that have taken place in the last month? Were they racist or just mad? Was the Buffalo shooter angry, racist, or both? They are all mentally ill, and should never have had guns. The guns didn't shoot themselves. The mentally ill person who pulled the trigger is the problem. Jason Thomas kind of wants to have some additional conversations. There's violent extremists of every race, but the media only gets traction out of one. Eight people who were killed this weekend in Chicago, but didn't make the news.
Yeah, and that's every weekend there. That's the problem with that. All right, good. An update from you. Thanks for the comments. Help yourself to all of our social media here. It's 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit JDPower.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The baby formula shortage was known to the Biden administration back in February, and now that it's become a crisis, shipments from outside the country are being imported. Director of the National Economic Council, Brian Deese on CNN over the weekend.
Well, because of the actions that we're taking right now, we're going to see more formula coming off factory lines and more formula in stores starting as early as this week. There is a flight that left last night from Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany full of formula that will land in Indiana this morning. Just in that plane flight alone, that will cover about 15% of the overall national volume that we need for that.
President Biden announced Monday from Asia he would be willing to use American forces to defend Taiwan from Chinese aggression.
Yes.
You are.
That's the commitment we made.
Biden made the comment in Tokyo. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The baby formula shortage was known to the Biden administration in February, and they told Americans that they were working on it diligently. Now that it's become another crisis, Republican Representative Dan Crenshaw explains how we got here.
It happened primarily because of a recall that happened in Michigan at Abbott Labs. They'll start producing in 2 weeks, but that doesn't mean their baby formula will hit the shelves for another 6 to 8 weeks. So that's the bad news. The other bad news is the structural underpinnings of how baby formula is made. There's only a few companies that do it. They have almost 90% of the market share. So there's not a lot of competition. And you might ask, well, why isn't there a lot of competition? Well, a couple of reasons. One, the FDA has very strict standards on what we are allowed to import. So there's a lot of pretty good baby formula, say, in Europe that we just can't import. Also, a lot of the baby formula goes to the WIC program, the Women's and Infants and Children program. So it's getting baby formula to poorer families. And they really only contract from a few select brands, almost all of which are with Abbott Labs as well. Uh-huh. So this creates a market without a lot of competition. So when one thing hits it, there's not a lot of people to make up the difference.
Congressman Crenshaw on Newsmax. An asteroid is set to pass by Earth on Friday, according to NASA's asteroid tracker. Designated 7335, this asteroid is around 1.8 kilometers wide and will pass outside the orbit of the moon. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
What is different in the causes of death 120 years ago compared to today? You know what the major cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was in 1900? Accidental death. And people will say, well, we just didn't live that long back then. That's an absolute lie. We lived longer back then than we do today.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on today's DJV program, D for Doug, J for Jennifer and Jay, and V for Victoria. The situation with communication that is between us, the four of us, and then the communication between us and our listeners, the connection that Jay has on social media, the Twitter followers and Instagram followers and Facebook followers, we all get input from people. As a matter of fact, aren't we about to start a phone line, Jay? Where are we with having taken people's comments on a phone line? I think we were close to doing that, but I've forgotten where we are.
Yeah, it's there. We got it. It's set up and ready.
Oh, really? How come we're not promoting it?
I have been on social media, and now we're promoting it on air right this minute. The number is 502-617-4DJV. That's 502-617-4358.
Really? Okay, we'll have to talk about that.
And how does it work?
That.
You just call. Doug's wonderful voice chimes in, gives you the directions.
Oh, you mean you have to call someone?
Oh my God, no! Oh!
I'm out.
Right. Hey, Phil, let's dial this number right now to show people how to do it. 502-617-4358, which is, what did you say, 4358 stands for?
For DJV.
DJV, of course. Why didn't I think of that? All right, so we'll give you a
for the only people that prank call ourselves.
Yeah.
Well, it's just kind of fun to have this. Now we can have a lot of...
You've reached the DJV program. Thanks for calling in. Doug Steffen here along with Jen, Victoria, and Jay. All of us want to hear your thoughts about the biggest stories of the day, the news, the events of the day, people, that sort of thing. So by leaving us a detailed message, you understand that you're joining the conversation, which is happening on the air, and your comments may be heard during the DJV program. Here's how you can be part of the conversation. Clearly state your name, the place from which you are calling, that is where you are listening, and then tell us what you want us to know. Whatever it is you want to comment about, share your opinion with us here on the DJV show, and thanks.
Wow, that's pretty good. That sounds like an Atlantic City boardwalker. 502-617-4358. 502-617-4DJV. I think we ought to, well, I'm here to plug that so we can get the calls along with the input that we already get. I was looking at an email. The reason I brought this up is because I'm looking at an email from someone that was prompted by a George W. Bush speech. It's a moderately intricate story. George Bush this week said in a speech, he does a lot of speaking. He doesn't need to speak. He doesn't need to do anything. His family, you know, you go back to his, grandfather, Prescott Bush, who was a senator from Connecticut. Somehow or other, the Bush family had money back generations. And I forget what the origin of it is, but at any rate, they've always been involved in politics. The family has, because they had a lot of money and they wanted to be influencers. So George, frankly, he made some of it on his own when he owned the baseball team, and he had some other business interests when he was flopping around before he became governor and then president. Anyway, he was addressing a group in Dallas the other day, and he said the invasion of Iraq was unjustified. And then somehow realized what he had said and tried to take it back.
Well, that wasn't a very well thought out speech.
Not smart.
He blamed his age for the mistake that he made. But, you know, you have to wonder, because it was a huge, hugely unjustified.
Wait, did he have a slip? Was this like a, was he trying to say the war in Afghanistan was unjustified, and he slipped and said Iraq instead?
It isn't clear which war he was talking about, but if you look at the transcript,
or maybe even Ukraine. Maybe he's even talking about it now. He meant to say Ukraine, and he said Iraq instead.
Well, you know, he's certainly, even when he was president, he was slipping up all the time. He was always making, you know, references to this. That,
oh yeah, he gave us nuclear.
Yeah.
Remember
that? Yeah. He started talking about Ukraine. And he said, after he said what he did about Iraq, he said, well, I'm 75. I mean Ukraine.
He's 75?
Yeah, same age. Yeah, right. I was going to say the same age as I am. He is the same age as I am.
Wow, he looks really good for his age.
Yeah, he's taking care of himself.
He does not think he was
a worry in the world, not a care in the world. Oftentimes, I think Obama looks better now than he did when he was the last couple of years of his presidency. I think that it
and
just
And both
eats
of them
up.
Significantly aged during their presidency, which
we all do.
A lot.
Yeah.
I don't think Trump aged a damn bit.
Trump got oranger.
he didn't. Anyway, the point of the email, to go back to Bush, this fellow sent me a note, and his question to me was, can any person with a track record as was exemplified, he made reference to Bloomberg, but others as well, run a country successfully like the United States. Never mind the last two presidents or the current one and the one before that. And this guy is a Republican. I know that because I followed his tweets and other stuff. He said, what we need in America is a smart, honest, efficient, business-minded, tough-as-nails individual with ethics that can't be bought, can't be paid for, can't be compromised as our president in 2024. This on the heels of suggestions that Joe Biden has been asked and is thinking about running in 2024. Speculation is heating up as to whether, you know, whether he runs again or he doesn't run again. Certainly a lot of speculation about Trump running again.
But when Bush said that, what did anyone pop into your mind? Because someone totally just leapt right to the forefront of my mind when based on that description.
I'm not sure.
It's not Bloomberg. I know that's
not who I was thinking.
You mean a businessman now?
No, read the description again of what he said we need.
Smart, honest, efficient, business-minded, tough-as-nails individual with ethics that can't be bought or paid for or compromised.
I mean, to me, my brain went right to Mark Cuban. That is every single thing that describes Mark Cuban. He's middle of the road. He's not too left. He's not too right.
I think he'd be a very good president.
I think he'd be fantastic.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think so, too. I agree with you. And he's the only, you realize, he and Mr. Wonderful are the only two on Shark Tank that have been in every episode. The rest of them are
kind of like the anchors. Could be Cuban and Wonderful. How about that?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Wonderful, but I do like Cuban.
I don't know. He's his own. He's a jerk, but
I like him. It's like I like Trump on The Apprentice, right? Like that's where they should have stayed.
I liked him. I liked Trump. I thought that was a great show. It was, and his mannerisms, his expressions, and the look on his face when he said, "You're fired," that captured America. Everybody was talking about that show.
And
Everybody.
They also agreed with most people that he fired. You know, you'd always wonder, like, why is he going to go after this person? But then in the explanation, boy, you always thought, why people went.
I mean, it was a very well-produced show. I mean, the behind the scenes that have come out, like the producers, like The Bachelor and all the other stuff that everybody loves, you know, Trump didn't really pick who got fired.
Well, they're privy to the behind-the-scenes stuff. That's the thing that makes it easier.
Well, but still, it was a show that led to a lot of people, hey, let's get Trump as president.
It was a good Sunday night show.
It was a good show. All right. Now, speaking of Trump, here's something. I think he did a lot of good things, and I think he did a lot of bad things. Most of the bad things I think he did were related to his own kind of snarky personality. But one of the serious mistakes he made, in my opinion, was to clamp down on Cuba again. I thought that was the biggest, phoniest. And I always thought in the back of my mind, is there some business reason for this? Because Obama...
Because they're communists. Oh,
baloney.
Taking orders.
Yeah, that's nonsense. We do business.
It was retaliatory against Obama. Wipe out a lot of stuff Obama did.
Of course he did, because Obama did a lot of stuff that needed to be wiped out. So
well,
I understand.
They all do.
But,
all right, but let's face what's going on right now.
Let's face Cuba. Cuba's starving their own people. They're doing all sorts of things. People are getting like bags of rice dropped off on their doorstep and making it last and two Tylenol. I mean, it's terrible.
We need to do business with Cuba. We need to open up. We need not to shut off things.
Do we have to do business with Russia?
We have to. We did business with Russia. They're a lot worse than Cuba, and so is China. And we're beholden to China. Our existence depends on China.
That's the question.
No, of course not. But not because they're commies as much as, well, maybe the way they do business. But the Cubans offer something, and the Cuban island offers something, and better to have influence, in my mind, on an island that's 90 miles away from you than to have it shut off and not really know what's going on there. That's the way I look at it.
Honestly, right? I think the only people that care about Cuba are the ones who want to go there on vacation, and I think they miss out on the big picture. What can Cuba do for us that's going to be good for America?
Offer the American companies places, the hotel companies, restaurant companies.
Yeah, the hospitality industry is
like
dying to get into
Cuba. Other than travel, what can they offer us?
What do we need?
Why does it need to be more than one major industry? Yeah. The travel industry is huge.
What does Ethiopia offer to us? We have relations with them.
I think Ethiopia's government is probably not quite as dangerous. I mean, I don't know. Look, I think that we the world is a big place, and I don't think that it's fair that just Cuba is in the crosshairs. But I think we need to do a lot better at rewarding governments who are acting badly.
No question at all about that.
Venezuela, should we be rewarding Iran? Should we be rewarding China, Russia, Cuba? I mean, we shouldn't be rewarding governments that are starving and killing their own people, and that's what's happening.
I don't know. How much is Cuba, in an objective way, starving and killing its own people? Because it has become a piranha.
They give you a delivery of what you can consume.
They don't have any, but
the
they're
month.
Shut off, aren't they?
That's when things were opened up under Obama. I mean, even the Kardashians went there with cameras, and everybody was like, "I need to book a trip to Cuba immediately." And the local businesses started to thrive. The hotels. Yes,
that's
it does,
helping,
Jen. I'm
that's
saying
helping
that
the government.
People were employed.
Controlling
people were making
what
money. Housekeeping and hotels were getting tips that they never got before. They were making money. This was why do you think that the people lined the streets in 2001 in July with mass protests because against what was happening of being shut out again? I mean, this is I've always been for opening this up, and I'm happy that Biden's doing it again. It was a campaign promise, and he's making good on it.
I don't know about the political side of it, but I just think. That is better because they're closer to us under the circumstance. I think you're in the dark ages if you think that we're not, somehow or other, there isn't business going on with Americans anyway. It's not open, but there's plenty of business going on with American and American interests there. Anyway, I think that my own spin on it is it's a good thing, frankly. But meanwhile, back to Mark Cuban. And what you were saying about him, Victoria, I think he would be an excellent choice. And he's one of those guys that's not seen as being partisan either, whether he's a Democrat, his stripes are Republican. I'm guessing at some point in his life he was probably a Republican, and some points in his life he's probably a Democrat. And, you know, whether he's identified with either party or not, he is someone who... And also, when you think about Shark Tank, he's so fair, and he thinks things through so quickly. Yeah, that's a good choice. Glad you brought it up. 48 after the hour.
Tanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Ives, my baby, someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Iberoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's now time for us at 53 after the hour to check the top five items from the world of technology this week. The countdown from number five to number one will be handled gracefully and intelligently by Victoria Keelan, who's here to start with number five on the list, a question about children and smartphones.
Yeah, so a recent survey of 5,000 kids found that in 2021, 37% of 11-year-olds had a smartphone, 91% of 14-year-olds have one. So, excuse me. So the pandemic obviously changed the way that kids learned and spent their free time, and according to Common Sense Media, who did this survey, screen use for teens and tweens has grown by 17% since 2019. Now, that is before the pandemic versus into the pandemic. Now, a lot of parents feel pressure to make sure that their kids are, you know, are keeping up with their peers to prevent bullying, things like that. A lot of parents feel it's important that kids can text with friends or have a phone for safety reasons. But some parents in a group called Wait Until 8th are encouraging parents to wait until at least the 8th grade to give kids a smartphone, which would put kids around 12 or 13 years old. Now, this network is 40,000 families strong so far, and they've seen a 25% increase in participation in the last year. So a lot of parents are really on the fence about this, and it remains a big debate of how young is too young, how old is too old, and what type of tech kids should be carrying around.
All right. Number four is a focus on your bill from Verizon, and I would tell you that it's not good news.
Right. So a lot of Verizon customers are going to see a few extra dollars on their next phone bill. Starting in June, Verizon's raising the administrative fee that it charges customers by $1.35. So that'll be $3.30 per voice line. So if you have a family line, this is going to affect each individual line. And so naturally, Verizon was very vague about what this administrative fee is and why they're doing this. And, you know, they just sort of gave the same.
It's called
same
highway line. Robbery. That's what it is. That's there.
It's, they're not alone. AT&T has their own administrative fee on bills. And they actually even went to, through a class action settlement in California so that they could keep charging customers this administrative fee. And they've had a lot of criticism, of course, from it because people have alleged that Verizon is now using this fee to just basically pad its margins without really raising the price of the plan. So it's a lot of, like, you know, what's that old magic trick where there's, you know, three things are shuffling around and the truth is somewhere in there? It's kind of like that with Verizon.
Right. Yep.
Well, no, like the card, you know, like the thing on the table. There you go.
I don't think, that's a game I never played, Victoria. Number three on our list as we count down to number one, the Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Or are they? Actually, they aren't. Google is leaving. I think that's how we can kind of.
Russia's coming for Google. How about that? Yeah, so Google's Russian subsidiary is going to file for bankruptcy, and they said they can just no longer afford to operate. This is the Russian branch that has, in 2021, they made over $2 billion in profit. They employ over 100 workers. But Russia has cracked down so much on Google, and they fined them millions and millions of dollars numerous times. And there's really no way that Google can actually conduct business anymore. And Apple and Meta, which is Facebook, and Microsoft have all suspended their operations in Russia, but we have not heard yet if they also are going to declare bankruptcy for those Russian branches. So far, it is just Google that has said they're throwing in the towel. Now, they also said that the free services that they offer, like Google Search and Google Chrome, those will still be available in Russia. And a lot of advocates have said that that's actually important for people in Russia who really maybe want another perspective other than the Russian state media, that they're being force-fed. And so that having access to the Internet is really essential to spread the word that, you know, Putin is lying to his people.
Yeah. Shock.
I know.
Number
shock,
two.
Right.
What the Dems want from TikTok and Facebook.
Well, this is also related to the invasion of Ukraine. So there are four congressional Democrats this week who sent a formal request to the CEOs of YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, and Facebook to archive any content of Russian war crimes that may be happening. So as of right now, social media users are posting graphic images and videos throughout this whole invasion of Ukraine. But because these platforms have sensitivity warnings and they have different, you know, content rules, they're pulling these videos down. So what these four Democrats are saying, and I'm assuming this is, there's more at this point of a bipartisan support for this, they're saying, look, you know, you've got to archive all of this info because this is evidence of a war crime.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. And number one, quickly, Twitter.
Well, Twitter says they're not letting Elon Musk out of this deal, and it's a $44 billion deal. Musk is definitely trying to wriggle his way out of it, but they're not letting him go. So he's
59
stuck.
Past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.